from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're listening to Cuban Son, a Handel oratorio, and Emo from Chicago. David Wiegand brings his Emo from right here in the Bay Area. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. And welcome back, David.
Thank you. You know, you almost rhymed. It was almost like poetry, that intro. Wow.
Yeah, me and Walt Whitman. Let's start with something you can dance to.
Soltero mi hermano y no tengo compromiso. Busco a una mujer sincera que me dé amor sin permiso.
Music from Tito y su Son de Cuba. As in Tito Gonzalez and his band. He was a fisherman and a cab driver back in Cuba, but now he's here in the Bay Area with a great sound.
He just says that when he was a kid, any teenager really sort of at that time really disliked traditional Cuban music, and he was like anybody else. And then later he realized, oh my God, this is really terrific music. And so his whole, you know, thing is to sort of preserve and spread the word about this great, great music. It's really wonderful. There's so much energy to it, and he's a great Bay Area treasure.
Tito y su Son de Cuba plays La Peña Cultural Center in Berkeley tomorrow night, and it's a bargain. $12 in advance, $15 at the door. Bring your dance shoes. And let's talk about a pair of plays now. First, David, I want to tell you about Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky at TheaterWorks, which I saw a couple nights ago. And Gunderson's a remarkably prolific playwright right here in San Francisco with a really nice light touch. Her plays are almost always funny, and they take unexpected turns. And this is about Henrietta Leavitt, a pioneering female astronomer at the turn of the 20th century who laid the groundwork for later discoveries about how vast the universe is. And Silent Sky is at TheaterWorks in Mountain View through February 9th. And David, tell us now about this play in Berkeley featuring Mikhail Baryshnikov. He's some washed-up dancer.
Well, I don't know about that. But yeah, he's never washed up. He's reinvented himself many, many times. And of course, he's been doing a lot of theater in recent years, and theater that combines movement, as this piece does. The show is called Man in a Case. It's actually a dramatization of two 1898 short stories by Anton Chekhov. One is about a reclusive man who falls in love with an ebullient woman, and the other is a man who keeps reliving lost love. And as with anything that Baryshnikov does, it should be fantastic.
Man in a Case featuring Mikhail Baryshnikov opens tomorrow at Berkeley Rep and continues through February 16th. Here's something very old school.
Christ, you said.
That's the oratorio called Theodora by Handel, played by the English Concert with the Bach Choir. And the English Concert is here with a different choir doing this Handel oratorio. And this ensemble just about invented the idea of a Baroque orchestra playing period instruments.
That's right. And this is a very late work by Handel. It's about the Christian martyr Theodora. It's a great tragedy, which is sort of unusual for Handel oratorios. There's no happy ending to it, but it's an exquisite piece of work. Wonderful, wonderful music.
The English Concert with the Choir of Trinity Wall Street performs Handel's Theodora at the Green Music Center in Santa Rosa tomorrow night. Well worth the trip. And we've got ballets now on both sides of the bay. The San Francisco Ballet opens its new season tomorrow with Giselle. But I know, David, we want to talk about Company C and what they're up to.
Yeah, anything that Company C does is just worth a look. This is Charles Anderson's great company. Their program is called Edge in Entertainment. It'll feature a world premiere by Susan Jaffe, who is a former ABT dancer. Charles Moulton's nine-person ball passing, which is described as a living puzzle. And the program includes different types of dance, all done exquisitely by Company C, one of the Bay Area's greatest companies. They'll be at the Lesher Center this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and then moving over to Yerba Buena Center for the Arts on the 13th of February.
Finally, a band we're so into.
Behold a glimpse of the night's your guard.
Again, just That's Into It, Over It, off their newest CD, Intersections. This is really the project of the singer-songwriter Evan Weiss out of Chicago. And he's an emo devotee. I thought that genre was so 2000.
Well, maybe it was, but maybe it lasted a little bit longer than that. I don't know. But one of the things I love about Weiss is that 1 year he spent every week writing a new song for a full year, 52 new songs. And, you know, obviously, if nothing else, he's productive. But they're really cool.
Into It, Over It plays Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco Thursday night. And that's our second cheap thrill of the week. $12 for the show, also featuring a great big pile of leaves. Thanks a lot, David.
You're welcome.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. You'll find details on the shows we've mentioned at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.